Thank you. want to voice this one?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Do you want me to voice it?
I can voice it. Yeah, yeah. Please voice
this
one.
That's the wrong mic.
I forgot.
You f- dip. I can't believe I put up with this. And I asked for a grape soda, you asshole. Okay.
Due to a labor dispute, CITR is missing its star voice actors. That means if you're interested in producing PSAs, advertisements, and various other promotional wonders for airplay on the radio, we need you. Learn how to get involved with CITR's production department and all other facets of volunteering at CITR and Discord or magazine at CITR.ca. Programming, photography, media training, and more. Plus, a guest star in the lounge. No, wait, we can't promise that.
Can't believe I put up with this.
Sequential Circus has been Vancouver's premier showcase of live electronic music, art, and performance for over a decade. Strap on your dancing shoes and join us for Sequential Circus 22 on Saturday, April 21st at Open Studios. Musical performances by 1800 Height Street, Amos Hertzman, Lace, MAAM, and Quest, visuals by Dermot Glennon, Pixel Pusher, and Ian Ross, an aerial hoop performance by Celine. Tickets are $20. Get more information at sequentialcircus.ca.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hey, hello. Hello, everyone. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the UBC Point Grey campus, which is located on top of unceded Coast Salish Musqueam territory. And this is queued up. And guess to start with reintroductions. Last week, I think we were talking a bit about serendipity and about letting yourself go. And how essential of that a skill, essential that is as a skill when you are often confronted with situations where you must allow a sort of relinquishing to the forces that perpetuate throughout this world. That isn't to say that we should stand down and accept the way things are in a political sense. But I mean greater forces, forces like time, death, and that kind of physical tether that keeps us grounded within our bodies, within our lives. Where am I going with all this? Well, you know, sometimes the machine here, it's going into autoplay, it gives you something nice. What we just heard was a track from Kerangbin. It was called Evan Finds the Third Room. It's from the new album, Con Todo El Mundo. And Kerangbin is a Texas-based funk band. And I believe their name is a tribute to old-school Thai funk, which was itself a melange of different textures and cultures. And I really adore the album. And it's a nice bit of serendipity that it came to be what was put up on this this old computer of ours just as I was making my way into the studio. And so could I allow myself to insert my own ego, say, no, I must announce my presence. I must say that this is now queued up that you are listening to. We will throw this music hastily off the air so that I may become the focal point. No, I will stand down and allow that track, Evan Finds the Third Room, from Kerangbin to play. And I'm glad I did. Am I a hero? Well, I couldn't possibly go that far, but I appreciate everyone's... I can't keep going with that bit. Okay, so yeah, that is what we heard, though. And yeah, today, again, We're gonna play a lot of music, and part of the interesting thing about returning to this show, for people who have never done radio, and I really encourage anyone listening to who has ever considered it to try hosting a show or coming to CITR and volunteering. It really is a wonderful experience, but of course. Coming into a program where you need to assume some degree of searching and interest, and it's just been interesting kind of over the holidays. I definitely had a bit of a hiatus, and work has meant I've had to step away from this programming hour for some time too. So coming back into it and learning to appreciate again, and I think that's one of the nice things about turning into community radio is that everyone is always learning to appreciate. This next track is called My Queen is Harriet Tubman. It's from the jazz band Sons of Kemet. From the new album, Your Queen is a Reptile. Gonna go a bit more into that in a bit. And then afterwards, you know what? I'm gonna think about it for a bit. Think about what to play, and then we'll be right back with you. But until then, again, this is Sons of Kemet with the song My Queen is Harriet Tubman. We'll be right back.
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Hi, whoops. Okay, well, let's see, I said I was going to stand down, but as it turns out, sometimes you can just be swept away, and you gotta find yourself again. And here I am. This is still queued up, and we just played a bunch of songs, and I actually cut off that song, which I do intend to conclude. That was Living Fossil, by the way. If you must go now, if you're hearing this now, and then some rude knave jumps into your hearing line. That was Living Fossil. And the track that we were just listening to is called Lorraine. And we're going to finish listening to it in a moment. But first, just a brief update. I don't know. I've been trying to use, just kind of delve into, you know, if you've ever been to CITR, you'll know we have a huge library of music releases. But this also includes, of course, releases that are obviously new, things we're trying to celebrate, things we're trying to have our programmers be aware of and make use of. And really, I've just kind of been grabbing things out of the library. There have been a few tracks here and there which have been of my own prerogative, but for the most part, I've just kind of been exploring to my back. We opened today with Karangbin, with the song Evan Finds the Third Room. That was quite a while ago. And then afterwards, we heard Sons of Kemet. We heard three songs in a row, the first being Sons of Kemet, My Queen is Harriet Tubman, British jazz quartet, really frenetic, fantastic, dancey stuff. Absolutely love this album, And the album is called Your Queen is a Reptile. And I guess the idea is it's worth really positioning and centering these ideas of radical political thought, black activism, and Afrocentrism at a moment when maybe our iconography and icons are confused. Of course, the recent, big news about the British monarchy, and again, you know, Sons of Kemet are a British jazz quartet, is the sort of welcoming of Meghan Markle into the royal family. And of course, as sort of provocative and progressive as it is to welcome a woman of color into the royal family, it can't dissuade away from the reality of what the royal family represents as a sort of instrument of authoritarian control, British authoritarian history and control and oppression, both according to class and according to ethnicity and country of origin and ideas of empire, ideas of which, of course, I'm very closely aligned, seeing as my father himself is half English, half Cantonese, and I'm in very, very real ways the product of British empire and colonialism. But anyhow, really good stuff. Sons of Kemet, Your Queen is a Reptile, highly recommended. After that, we listened to a Phronesis track, and I believe Phronesis, I became acquainted with them. I think they played either last year, the Vancouver Jazz Festival, or the year after that. But the song we heard was Intro to Urban Control. And then after that, my goodness. Yes, it was Sick Boss from the eponymous album Sick Boss, which I think won Georgia Strait's top album of 2017. So there you know. There you know. I'm very with it. And I only rep the music which has the most grassroots accolades in this room, John's room. But the song we heard was Bad Buddhist. And again, another really wonderful frenetic jazz piece. And I'm looking at the composition of Sick Boss. There's lots of familiar names on here. Peggy Lee, J.P. Carter, Malcolm Jack. Really fantastic project. So, you know, check that out if you want to hear some local jazz. And then we had some advertisements. And here we are in the thick of it. I'm going to put the song back on. I'm going to turn it back to the beginning because it would be a bit unfair for me to be so crude as to impose myself upon you all in the middle of a song and then not even let the full power of the track take you again. What else are we here to do if not be held and shaken thoroughly, like some kind of a, I don't know, like a rattler or I don't know, what kind of things do you shake? Bottle of catsup. Anyhow, this is a Living Fossil. It's a Toronto jazz outfit. After that, I think we might swerve for the last little bit, maybe just listen to some tracks, which I've been obsessed with recently. Not really tracks, just albums. Here we go into the last 20 minutes of this week's Cue It Up, whereupon a deep malaise and melancholy has set in and threatens to sweep me into a whirlpool of fetid defeat. Anyhow, gonna put this track back on. So yeah, Living Fossil. And the song is called Lorraine.
Thank you.
Okay. Sorry, I just kind of had a weird mouth sound. That was gross. I apologize, but we only have 3 minutes left, so how much time can I leave for apologies? Yeah, we just heard a few more tracks. We first heard... Oh, geez. Well, actually, let's go in backwards order because my memory is starting to fade. Yeah, we just heard a track from Cities Aviv, Memphis-based rapper Cities Aviv, one of my personal favorite artists, with the relatively new album. I just managed to find some time to give it a listen, but it came out back in February of this year. And the album is called Raised for a Better View. We heard one track, and it was called Blurred. And that is from the new album Raised for a Better View, Cities Aviv, clearly. Someone meshing together a lot of sensibilities. Sort of, you know, I guess this would be the easy reference point, would be an act like Death Grips. But I say in the sense of meshing together maybe the oral sensibilities of black metal, tape music, garage recording, with the high fidelity, high, really digital samples and, let's say, collage sort of production style that you see with a lot of cloud rap artists. Although, maybe that's where he began, with something a bit murkier, and we're seeing something a bit more distinct and of his own currently, with each new release. And that's my sort of, terrible analysis of what's happening there. But yeah, really good stuff. Give it a listen. Before that, we heard Jonathan Kotchuk, the Canadian composer, film composer, I think, primarily. Although that was from the album North. We heard the track Lagos, and sort of just a series of tracks incorporating field recordings, a variety of different forms of human and acoustic instrumentation. And kind of meshing those things together into something really nice and atmospheric. And then before that, we heard... Oh, this is... Ah, you know what? Here we go. Living Fossil. We heard Living Fossil with the track Lorraine from Never Die. And that's like the third time I've said that today. And on that feeble note, I must bid you all adieu. But there is always more CITR on the horizon. Please stay tuned. I am going to go get some French fries. Thank you all. Goodbye.